Good morning, America. Welcome to Monday, June the 2nd, 2025, halfway through the year. Halfway through the decade, when you think about that.
Yeah.
Imagine
Holy
that.
Holy crap. Ooh, I don't like that.
Yeah, I know. All facts, baby. This is the Boss Big Show, 107.1, 99.7 FM radio on the Boss app, 107.1theboss.com. Robbie and Rochelle in the morning with Joe Nolan, Valerie Seagraves, and Nor'easter Nick. Kermit the Wonder Frog still out on medical duty. And by the way, I know he's recovering. He's got to stop posting these videos that he takes from his chest, showing his face while he's laying in bed. Nobody needs to see that.
Nobody cares.
That might be him right now, Colleen. Joe, tell him to stop being mean to me. It's not nice.
I heard him talking in one of his videos, and sounded just fine.
Yeah, sounds
good.
Like him.
He did. He sounded fine. Good. He was asking if he should watch Desperate Housewives or The O.C.
Speaking of The O.C., I don't know how we stumbled upon this movie, but we were looking for a movie.
Oh, God.
On Saturday night. We were home on Saturday night. And found a movie, it came up with something I might like, and the description of the movie, so you can understand why I clicked on it, it was called Invitation to a Murder.
And oh, cool.
And it said a British amateur sleuth is invited to a rich man's mansion where other people are also invited and a murder occurs, and they try and solve the nefarious story behind it.
It was Clue. Right.
Yeah, so it's Clue. Yeah. It's like a Murder on the Orient Express kind of deal. I'm like, well, that's kind of interesting, I guess. And it was from last year, so I said, all right. Heard it on Misha Barton, who was the star of that OC show, if you remember her. The first time I'd heard of her in a while, but she's in there. This is the worst movie.
So bad.
I think I have ever seen. And listen, I have a very, clearly, if you've listened to this show, very low bar for entertainment, okay? The worst movie. It starts off and she's talking. I do believe I will be going to the countryside for a dinner. I said, this woman's got the worst accent. How, they couldn't have gotten a real British woman? And we Googled her. She was born in England.
She is
English. So I guess she is British, and she has the worst British accent I've ever heard.
Oh, that's funny. She was just overacting everything that she did, and so it just came across as fake and cheesy. It was so bad.
But we were laughing through, because this is like a serious murder, you know, deal. And people would be,
laughing.
You know, the lights would go out and someone would go, my God, I believe he's dead. I mean, it was just
it's like
a Saturday Night Live skit. It was great, but terrible.
Terrible
movie. We
heckled
it.
The whole movie.
So
did you watch the whole thing?
We had to. It was so bad you had to finish it.
Oh.
And then you figure, well, now at least I got to figure. So I think it's this guy. It's pretty obvious who the murderer is. You know, so we got to watch it till the end. And then the payoff. They were in this. There was a fake door in a room, and I don't even understand who killed who. I don't even know how it ended. Made no sense.
The movie was set like in the 40s. Yet
Horrible.
there was cameras throughout the house. Like they had surveillance cameras in the 40s. What?
Oh, that's funny.
It was hilarious.
Oh, that's funny.
It was great.
So bad. You figure there's some director. This is his life's work, his dream to get this movie made.
I hope not.
It was just awful. It's awful.
So bad.
Terrible. Obviously,
so bad,
their continuity director must have been working for nothing.
There wasn't one. There's no way.
No, there's none. No.
I mean, it's like a community theater. So, my goodness, look at this tea. That's great. I can't believe we sat through the whole thing.
Well, you and I were drinking as well, so it made it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it made it a little easier to stomach through the whole thing. But I didn't want. It was so bad. I didn't want to turn it off. I had to see what happened.
And she gets all mad at me. I don't know why we watch this show, but you know that Don Johnson show where he's a boat doctor. It's like
Dr. Odyssey.
Have you heard of this? It's like the Love Boat. So we just finished that show ended. So we were catching up on that, and then we watched this movie. And Rochelle gets mad at me because I got this thing where we watch shows. I go, look, I think she's about 65. She goes, she's not 65. Misha Barton's 38. There's another lady in the other show.
I think everyone is so much older than they. Yeah. You're like, they look horrible. I'm like, they do not. Nice.
They just, man, he looks great. Look how good he looked. Oh, it looks terrible.
Right, but
Don Johnson does look great. There was an interview over the weekend. I was watching the news that Bill Clinton is on. He's the same age as Don Johnson. Bill Clinton looks horrible.
Well, his life.
Terrible. He looks so frail. Don Johnson looks great. Other than the gray hair, he hasn't changed at all from Miami Vice. He looks terrific. Yeah.
Well, it's not nice when you say a woman looks 65 and she's 35.
Well, this woman is clearly an old lady. She's having a baby. She had a pregnancy she didn't know she had. I'm like, this woman is 60. No wonder she didn't know she was pregnant. That makes no sense. She's like, that's not nice. That's very misogynistic. I'm like, Thomason, she just looks old.
She did.
She's yelling at me all weekend long.
She was in labor. You don't look great when you're in labor. You leave her alone.
60 years old, man. God bless her.
And we Google her. Like, Google her. I guarantee you, 64. And then she's like 41. Man.
That's awesome.
I look great.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, another one, I told you, I'm very into this Righteous Gemstone thing. I'm trying to get that done on HBO. The guy, the lead guy who created it and also stars in it, Danny McBride, he and I are the same age. I look way better than him. He said that, and I said... He looks like he's pushing 60.
He does not.
He's all gray on the side. I look great. Well, and considering that I take no care of myself, I look great.
His large mutton chop wig is a wig.
That's not a wig.
Yes, it is.
You think that's a wig?
There's no way that's really his hair.
Val, you look great, though. I just want to be clear.
Yeah, I'm taking that right to the bank.
Because she's looking at me like she's also going to smack. Both of them are going to smack me here, Joe. I'm a little concerned for my safety.
Well, you deserve it.
All right. We'll talk about the donuts Joe had this weekend the next time around, but let's get a... Oh, I got a sponsor here for you. It's your morning for people coming back from the shore of traffic. Brought to you by The Legacy Continues at the Stone Pony. Join the summer at the legendary Stone Pony Summer Stage, where you can check out the full lineup and get your tickets at StonePonyOnline.com. So go ahead.
Boy, you sold that, man.
My pleasure.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Glad to do it. I had a couple of firsts this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
And a not in a long time.
Okay.
My Friday evening began on a school bus.
Oh, yes.
I'm trying to remember. Now, I went to a fancy Hogwarts.
Yes.
I became a wizard. Mm-hmm. And I battled Voldemort with my friends Ron and Hermione when I was in school. So we didn't have a school bus service every day. But there would be field trips. And depending on how many kids were coming on the field trip, we would, I think, rent a school bus. Because we had school vans. I remember that. Because it was pretty small classes. It was like 50 kids. Maybe 80 kids a grade. So, you know, we'd be in a science class. It'd be like 12 of us would go on a little field trip.
I see.
But there were a couple of trips where the whole class went, or like a couple of the whole junior high school went. And I remember, you know, like at the end of the year. As a matter of fact, Lola's doing this at the end of the week. They've got a fun day where they go to an amusement park.
Yes.
We went to the beach, I remember. And then for that, they would rent a school bus. So I would say the last time I have a memory of being on a school bus had to be about 13. So a long time ago, on Friday evening, I found myself back on the bus. Not the special bus, not the short bus, a regular school bus. By the way, they now have seat belts, they got cameras, they got television screens, air conditioning.
Air conditioning.
And this is just your run-of-the-mill city school bus.
That was a nice school bus you were on.
Pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
So we were invited, thank you to our friend Paul K, because I still can't say his big long Greek name.
Yes.
He's one of the people that was volunteering to put together the big Jersey Shore Greek festival in Ocean. And they got such a large number of people, they don't even try and get you in the 10 or 15 spaces by the church and then the big parking lot where they've set this thing up. They send you down the way to their school.
Right.
And then you got to ride the school bus. I mean, I'm comfortable, but my legs are far too big for the school bus.
You were fine. You sat fine in the school. We sat next to each other. Yeah. You didn't need your own seat. They were comfy seats.
Yeah, it really wasn't that bad because there were a lot of families coming and they're trying to bring those big strollers on there. And the thing they carry the baby along,
that's a stroller.
What's the thing where they carry him in the little...
A car carrier?
Is that what they call that?
Yes.
So these people are able to fit. Clearly, I can fit. And then I tried all kinds of foods that I never had and booze that I had never had before.
Yeah. It was very impressed that you like just about everything, but you're not very adventurous when it comes to trying new foods. So I was very pleased that you decided to try some new foods.
I thought the way the Greeks prepare the chicken on a kebab, it might be the best chicken I've ever had.
Delicious.
I'm used to the Purdue in a bag. I mean, this was great. Really good. I mean, really good.
Well, yes, it's definitely better than Purdue in a bag.
Like the Jewish people, I said to one of the organizers that I feel as a paisan, that we're all similar, all same company, different floor of the office building.
Yes.
Because it felt very similar to what I would know if you go to a church festival and they got all Italian food. And I imagine the same thing if you go, the Jewish people, same thing. They all make the same foods. Yeah. They got their traditions.
Similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not sure the French do that sort of thing. But
more wine and pastry.
You don't see a bunch of French people getting together with their baguettes.
Mm-hmm.
But, the big ethnic festivals like this are all very similar, so I felt very much at home, and we made friends with the priest, and he gave us a personal tour of his church, which was kind of nice.
It was amazing.
I felt like we went, Rick Steves on PBS, where you're going to Europe and getting a tour of this.
Yeah.
It wasn't a historic church, but I guess they built a new one because the old one had been there for a long time in Asbury Park and fell into disrepair, so they moved to this brand new building, but they made it look
gorgeous.
Like it was old, and they had all these historical artifacts in there. I mean, what a night.
It was a great night.
Yeah.
You had some ouzo?
Yeah, that was the best
Whoop-a.
Part. I had a feeling that the priest was happy to hang out with us because, you know, of course, everybody, he's like a celebrity at the church festival. Everybody wants to hang out with the priest. So he's kind of hanging with us, and it gave him an excuse, I think, to just, you know, stand by the wine tent.
Right. And just relax for a few minutes.
He kept handing me booze. I'm like, all right. Hey, priest says it's okay.
That's
I guess
right.
It's okay.
He's blessed this.
Yeah. We were throwing the money, doing a little dancing, everything.
Yeah. It was a great night. You on the school bus was definitely my favorite part, though.
And I kept referencing the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding. They're like, that's right. Just like the movie with Joey Fatone. Our 100 years in ocean, and this is our culture. Yeah. And your point of reference is Joey Fatone and the guy from Sex and the City. But really, what else do you expect from me? You know, it was great. Also, at the wine tent there, they had the, you know, the ouzo and the traditional stuff. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, they had shots of Blue Label, Johnny Walker.
Yeah, they did.
What?
55 bucks a shot.
What?
I said that to the priest and the deacon. I said, what does this have to do? He's like, do you need an excuse? He didn't offer that for free, by the
Johnny
way.
Johnny Walker Blue?
Yeah. I know. He didn't offer that. Yeah. But it was there.
At $55 a shot, that's actually
not bad,
bad,
right?
Not bad.
Not bad. Why you got the Johnny Walker Blue? Why not? No, good point, Father. Good point. Can't argue with that.
Blue's a great color.
I was talking about the Greek festival. Did you end up going?
No, I took a nap and it lasted too long.
I love it. It was a 2-day nap.
Yep.
I wish I could say we had some leftovers for you, but we ate them all over the weekend.
So good.
I saw the pictures.
Oh, so good.
The baklava was the best baklava I've ever had in my life. Every time I took a bite, I was like, so good.
And the priest is like, take some more. He kept filling up boxes. Yeah, she plowed through them this weekend. So sorry we didn't bring any. What was the name of that little treat there? The little hush puppies. They put honey on them.
I honestly don't remember what those were called, but they were very good. Like a brick, though.
Yeah, they were heavy.
It was like a brick in your belly.
He says, you want honey on them or you want to do powdered sugar and cinnamon? I said, just the honey. And he goes, that's right.
There you go.
Correct answer.
All right, on the program this morning, we will do the Fast Five birthdays. We got to do our own horrible scopes. Ross is off this week.
That should be fine.
See if we can figure that out. We'll have some passes into our listener appreciation party at Breakwater Beach. That's happening in Seaside Heights Casino Pier on June 24th. Tickets to see 98 Degrees.
Yes.
Dead Guy in the
Nick
Envelope.
Lachey, what's up?
Back this morning. Is he still with them?
Yes. There's only four of them.
He looks terrible, by the way.
Well, no, he doesn't.
He's also about my age. He looks ancient.
Are you in? Have you seen him? Are you sure?
I don't know. You can tell when you zoom in. He's got some filler going
on. When was
on.
The last time you had your eyes checked?
Well,
what are you talking about?
A year and a half ago. Drew Lachey was always a better looking of the two, if you ask me, the brother.
Did we ask him?
No, nobody asked me.
Yeah, in my opinion.
Okay.
That show's coming up August 24th. Incorrect. Your chance to win about 7:15 this morning. We'll talk to George Gray from The Price is Right. Yesterday was game show day, and it's the 10th anniversary of the Buzzer Channel. And then they're now running the Drew Carey Price is Right as well. He's the announcer guy.
Uh-huh.
And the guy that goes,
so fun.
Come on down. He's the guy.
That's so exciting.
We'll talk to George tomorrow. I know a friend of his, Randy West, so we'll see if he wants to talk about him, too.
Okay.
7:50, we'll do a He Said.
He Said.
Right now, though, time for the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board, The Community Bulletin Board, that's what I just said. You're
it's okay.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you, I'm phoning it in today.
Too much ouzo over the weekend.
I don't know about that, I just going through the motions.
It's fine.
Here it is, your CBB, your Community Bulletin Board. Local businesses, organizations, community groups, and charities putting on fun events, doing their best to raise awareness and fund the great work they do in the community. If you have an event you'd like us to mention, feel free to reach out. We'd be happy to share it for you. Hell, that's how we met Paul and all the good people
that's
at
true.
The Greek Festival.
Yes, the Community Bulletin Board is brought to you by Jersey Weight Loss Clinic. Transform your body, transform your life. Visit Jersey Weight Loss Clinic in Manasquan. Get ready for summer today. Call 1-800-267-GOAL and visit jerseyweightlossclinic.com.
Next Tuesday is Election Day, primary election day.
Oh, yes.
And it's also a business networking event. Thank God the first heavy election be over so we don't have the politicians walking around shaking hands. Instead, you have me because I'll be hosting the Greater Ocean Chamber of Commerce 2025 Consumer and Business Expo. I think
this is always fun.
My fourth year out there, Jumping Brook Country Club. It's a beautiful country club, too.
It is,
we're in the clubhouse right there in the green. Mm-hmm. And this will happen a week from tomorrow. That's Tuesday, June the 10th at 5 o'clock. So come on after work and we'll see you there. Second annual Pride Rally is going on tomorrow. Old Bridge Municipal Building at 6 o'clock. It is Pride Month, of course.
Yes.
To come show your pride, feel free to bring the whole family. JerseyPride.org for the info. The 20th annual Red, White, and Brew kickoff summer wine tasting event Wednesday, Tom's River Country Club. Another after work event deal. 5:30. 5:30, the event brings together friends and family for a community of sampling wines.
Okay.
And it all goes to benefit the J. Philip Sitta Regional Cancer Center. There'll be local chefs bringing foods. I bet our friend Chef Kovas will be out there.
Maybe, yep.
You can visit rwjbh.org for the info. And the Point Pleasant Borough Summerfest is going on Friday and Saturday at Community Park. Festival features live music, food trucks, craft vendors, beer and wine garden, inflatable bouncy houses, and more. PointPleasantChamber.com for the info. A couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning on your friendly local neighborhood CBB, the CBUB, the Community Bulletin Board. And check 1071theboss.com. See where the boss roadies are going to be on tour anytime. On the way, we'll talk to George Gray, the announcer for CBS The Price is Right, to come on down. Guy. It's a game show day yesterday, and they're celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Buzzer Classic Game Show Network. So we'll talk to George this morning. Take a seat, 98 degrees with Dead Guy in the Envelope on the way. Ross is off. Here's a look at your Monday horrible scopes.
Aries, adequately rested, an energetic shift arrives when the moon moves from Cancer to Leo today. Reflection time is over.
High five.
Nice job.
Taurus, today busyness gives away to centering. Ready to come back home to yourself? Wrap up activity so you can rest.
Don't you hate pants?
Yeah, I do.
Gemini, put your intuition, pushes, and values and conceptual engagements aside. Feed your intellectual as the moon moves from Cancer to Leo.
Bernard! I hate Bernard!
That's fair.
Cancer, confidence in your ability to provide grows as the moon moves from Cancer to Leo. Frustration may be present, but you can override the blockage by believing in your success.
I'm Ron Burgundy. Don't just have a great night, have an American night.
Yeah.
Leo, feeling determined in your growth, trust in the passion, and rise up.
Okay.
That's it.
Taking all the caviar? That caviar is a garnish.
Virgo, as you nestled in your solitude, some difficult memories may surface. Tend to your feelings. When you possess life's clouds, you can see the silver lining begin to shine.
Let's take a daiquiri timeout.
Daiquiris.
That sounds good.
Libra, today's vibes are bittersweet. Mm-hmm. Is a deep down soul hunger rising?
I don't know.
The need for change shakes within you.
I'm a lazy, lazy man.
Scorpio, trust that you have strength to ride through distress. Do you feel your resilience growing? Embody courage, and you will be back on track and thriving before you know it.
Nights of push-ups and kale!
What? Sagittarius, craving the energy of peace? An erratic schedule may have you craving more leisure and freedom.
Wow.
It smells like hiney.
Capricorn, give in to your mystery. Not knowing something may pan out. You can alert your safety sensitivities. Lack of certainty is not a bad thing.
You want to know how to change the world, son?
No.
One act of random kindness at a time.
Yeah, thank you, Morgan Freeman.
Thank you. Aquarius, the moon gliding from Cancer to Leo illuminates you, groundbreaking, innovating, with innovating ideas. I don't even know what these, it's like bad fortune cookies. Trust in some things you need to die so you can reinvent other areas.
Someone just texted it and said, Ross is off. I would just blow him off. I don't know why anybody likes this crap.
What is this? Pisces says, get comfortable with your creative ideas. Once you feel safe pursuing brilliance, devise a plan and bring them to life.
I have been having a very bad day.
Yeah, clearly.
Those are your horrible scores.
That's it? Did we do the whole thing?
I didn't do and finally. I'm sorry. It was and finally Pisces.
Oh. So that's it. We did them all.
That was it.
Man, they flew right by. Nice job with those. George, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Robbie. Thanks for taking the time.
Absolutely. We're thrilled to have you on. This is true. I'm not just saying it. I'm a huge Buzzer fan. I'm a huge Price is Right fan. We watch the Price is Right channel with both the old ones and the current ones that you do. And then we watch the new show. So we're kind of super fans, I got to tell you.
Oh, that's really cool. Awesome.
And I have to tell you also, we have a mutual friend. I was just thinking about this. I'm a good Facebook friend with an old radio guy, Randy West, and he says hello because I told him we were speaking.
Oh, wow. Randy and I go way, way, way back. Yeah. Randy and I worked together on Weakest Link, and he's a great dude. Love him dearly.
He is he's a historian in the history of game shows as well, and I thought that was perfect to mention here, National Game Show Day. George, what about you? Where does your passion for game shows begin? Where did it start? Were you a little kid?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, Price is Right. It's been around so long. I remember sitting on my German Nana's lap in St. Louis, and she would tickle my back with a corner of the TV guide, and then let me have little tiny sips of her Busch beer if I'd shut up during the Price is Right.
Now, there are a couple of shows, you know, that have announcers, I guess, that are well-known. But, I mean, the announcer job for Price is Right, I mean, other than Ed McMahon, might be the most famous, you know, announcer job in the business. And you're carrying that tradition. Do you feel that weight on your shoulders when you go into that studio every day?
It is so unbelievably cool. And you're right, the Here's Johnny. And so I, as a little tip of my hat homage, because, you know, they didn't tell me how to say something. They didn't tell me what to do. They didn't say, sound like Rod Roddy. They just said, you know, what do you got? Let's see what you do. And so when I introduce Drew, I hang on to, I say, here's your host. That's my little tip of the hat to Ed.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't realize that. That's really neat to know.
I just hang on to it just long enough for Ed McMahon to get a shout out.
Working with Drew, I get the feeling, I mean, I don't know Drew, but I get the feeling that he's kind of somebody who appreciates the history of television broadcasting, because although he's made the show his own, it certainly feels like the show that we've all known since we were little kids. Is that true? Is Drew like that? Does he appreciate those little bits of TV history?
Not a lot of people know this, but Drew is a mean drunk.
Come on. Cut it out.
I'm just kidding. No, you know what? Drew, when he was, he tells the stories. I'm not speaking out of school. That he met with Bob before he took over the show, and Bob said, just make it your own, you know? And Drew is that kind of guy, you know? And honestly, I am too, where I didn't go back and purposefully, I didn't want to know how anybody else did it, because then you can wind up like not doing it the way you should, you know? And so, and Drew definitely honors the show, but it's his own, you know? Bob had a totally different style, and it was amazing to watch. Bob just is such an icon. And Drew takes it, but, you know, he comes from the world of stand-up comedy and improv, and you can just tell. He's very loose. It feels very natural. It feels like you're watching your buddy do the show.
And, George, you've been doing this. I didn't realize it was this long, but you go back almost 15 years. It was the spring of 2011, and you're only the fourth in history. Like, we mentioned Rod Roddy and some of the famous announcers. You're only the fourth guy in the whole 50-plus year history. That's really unbelievable.
Correct. As a matter of fact, my first day of auditioning, because I did 20 episodes, date was November 18th, 2010. So that's when I consider my anniversary. But yeah, they publicly didn't announce me until spring of 2011, even though I already knew I had the job. That just absolutely, absolutely amazing to be part of it. And the Johnny Olsen was the first to have the gig. Then Rod Roddy, both of them died with the job. And then a guy named Rich Fields had it for, I think, 8 or 9 years. And now I'm going to go back to dying with the job.
Well, we hope that's not for a long, long time. Don't drop dead on the job, whatever you do.
I found this out last year. The director, his name's Adam Sandler, different Adam Sandler, our Adam Sandler. And he geeked out, and he had a spreadsheet of, like, who had did how many episodes, because it was our 10,000th episode. And so he was compiling, like, who did what. And I think the number is next season, I'm going to be the longest running announcer in Price is Right history, which blows my mind. I thought I was going to have to put in another 10 years to beat Rod, but apparently Johnny and Rod almost did the same amount.
Wow. Well, that's really cool. Congratulations on that. You know what's funny? I'm glad you mentioned your director, because if you watch the show all the time like we do, you see the name Adam Sandler and it makes you laugh. But it's kind of a weird coincidence because, of course, Adam Sandler, the other Adam Sandler, was friends with Bob and is a big fan of the show and has appeared on the Price is Right specials before.
When I first got the gig, one of his movies called Jack and Jill, and Jill was on the Price is Right. And so we shot in our studio. And they had the film crew in. They said, okay, so Drew was the host, I was the announcer. And, you know, they did a gag where Jill, I think, struck her head on the wheel. And so, yeah, I actually got to be in an Adam Sandler movie. So it was really, really neat to be part of that. And, you know, you can't see The Price is Right without thinking at least once, The Price is Wrong.
Yeah, there's a lot of Adam Sandler history on The Price is Right with two different men. George, what is your favorite game? What's your favorite game? Is it, see, mine's Plinko, but what about you?
Plinko is just iconic. I love Half Off. It's with 16 boxes. There's something really cool about when the half the boxes disappear and then you get it down to two. I like that. Any Number, which is the very first game that Bob played in 1972, that's a really cool one where you play for either a small prize, a car, or a piggy bank. And you're just picking numbers. And that's a really cool game. There's just so many that are really fun to play along with. Drew doesn't know the answers, and I don't know the answers. We don't want to know them. We want to play along. We want to be surprised, and it shows.
Yeah, I think a listener of our show is one of the biggest winners, if not the biggest winner in Price is Right history. We had this guy on. He won $256,000 on the show a few years ago. Do you know the guy that I'm talking about here? And he's called in a number of times and talked to us. Is that, do you remember this? Michael Stuber of Freehold, New Jersey.
Wow. Oh, that's really cool. That is fantastic. Yeah, we've had a couple of big winners, but I do remember that one.
Yeah, I mean, huge winner. All right, listen, George, before I let you go, congratulations again on the longevity. Congratulations to Buzzer. National Game Show Day is June 1st. I'm never going to get on the show myself. Could I get a Robbie come on down? Can I ask you to do that?
Yeah, absolutely, Robbie. Yeah, you got it. Here we go. Ready?
Yes.
Robbie and Rochelle, come on down!
Oh. There he is, George Gray, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, George. It's so good to talk to you, buddy. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thanks, Robbie.
That was so cool.
All right, shameless, but very cool.
That was very cool. That was very cool.
You got to ask him.
I mean,
right?
I had to ask him, I'm sure.
You
got to
ask.
He's calling all different radio stations today, I'm sure, and they all, the goobers, sure, all did the same thing. I saved this story for you.
All right.
This came out the other day. There is a woman, I'm not making this up, she posted a TikTok video and now it's blown up. She was dating a guy for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Or I guess, I'm sorry, she was dating a guy for a while. They've been broken up now for 7 years. But in the 7 years since Christine Connell has been in this relationship, she claims she's had terrible sinus infections on the regular, difficulty breathing out of her nose. Kind of the same thing that Kermit's got, that deviated septum sort of deal. And she says it's because just before they broke up, her ex-boyfriend passed gas right in her face. And it affected her such that she's never been able to breathe quite the same way since. She's convinced it's because of the fart to the face. I'm not making this up. Here she is talking about this on her TikTok video.
Years ago, I've had a persistent sinus infection ever since he and I stayed in a hotel one night after I had surgery. And he farted terribly. I got my sinus infection cultured today, and it is E. coli. You usually don't get E. coli in your sinuses because E. coli is from poop. I don't know. How does that get in your sinuses unless you have a boyfriend who farts disgustingly and you are forced to inhale it because you are immobile after ankle surgery?
The ankle surgery.
Wait, so she had ankle surgery, couldn't move. He stuck his butt in her face and farted while this poor woman is recovering from surgery.
Wait a minute.
We don't know that he intentionally farted in her face. We don't know that.
Well, how do you get butt to face without doing it intentionally?
I mean, maybe he was just standing up and was, 3 or 4 inches away. I mean, we don't know that he bent over and directly farted in her face, but she does make it sound that way. And listen, that's true. E. coli does come from fecal matter, but you're talking about 7 years later. And assuming that there weren't any, direct particles clinging to her face, I wonder how an infection could be caused simply by the airy fumes released from his buttocks.
Oh my gosh, she's dumb as a bag of hammers.
Can you?
Well, she's dumb as a bag of hammers.
Yes. Yeah.
Can you have an infection for 7 years?
I don't think so.
Listen, every detail of this story, once you say it out loud, the whole thing just falls apart. Yep. None of it makes any sense.
But she wants some money.
Yeah.
She wants some money. She's going to sue this guy, and that's what this is all about.
She seems to be quite earnest in it. I feel like this woman absolutely believes that she... I think she's got sinus issues, and she absolutely believes it's this guy's fault.
I told you she was dumb as a bag of hammers. Come on. Yeah.
Had a bad breakup and hanging on for 7 years and blaming this guy because he passed gas in her presence.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting that it happened, but no, you can't have a sinus infection for 7 years.
I don't think it causes a sinus infection at all.
She should just be, she should be given an idiot fine, and we just move on.
I was going to say, because if you could get sued for every time you farted in someone near someone's mouth, I mean, I'd be in jail for the rest of my life.
It's disgusting.
What?
Why?
What did you just say?
Do you realize what happens in here sometimes just seconds before you walk into the booth?
No, she knows because I've got the tropical spray, and if you walk in here and it smells like a pina colada, that's why.
That is, and I know that now to be a fact, but you said inches away.
How far apart are we right now? So if I let one go right
feet
now.
Away. 5 feet away.
Is it that much?
Yeah.
Maybe a couple of
feet. You're almost COVID feet away. You're fine.
But you said something about a butt and a hole and a face.
You said something in a face.
You said.
Yeah, we don't get that close. I understand.
That's
right. That is what I said because I said this woman implies that she has this, which makes no sense to begin with because he would have been bare butt right
that's what I'm saying
in her face.
That's disgusting.
And even then, I don't think it would cause a sinus infection for 7 years.
Maybe pink eye.
The 7 year itch, if you will. Yeah, I don't believe that.
The 7 year itch. Oh,
geez. Which really, again, Rochelle just is used to me, but there'll be times where I think no one's coming in here and then someone, you know, one of the office people does come in and I'm like, hey, how are you? They're like, oh,
disgusting.
You ever do that in an elevator?
Oh, sure, when you think no one else is on the elevator.
Yep, and then all of a sudden the door's open and something gets on.
You're like, wasn't me. I don't know. It stunk when I get on here. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
That's why you walk around with that little rubber poo in your pocket.
Yeah, and throw it on the floor.
Do a tune. Yeah. Throw it on
the floor. There was a guy with a seeing eye dog on here before me. I don't know.
Service animal.
Must have been the dog.
Yeah, dog.
He did a service, all right.
He's feeding him chili. I don't know what to tell you.
It's disgusting. That's so
funny. What, me?
Me.
I do have to mention on a sad note, Hot Lips has passed away. Hot Hips Houlihan. Did you see this over the weekend?
Oh,
Loretta
no,
Swift.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
that's
found
too
her,
bad.
They found her in her apartment, so I don't know if...
Oh.
Yeah.
She was there for...
I don't know.
Kind of like the Gene Hackman situation?
A little bit.
Major Houlihan.
Sir.
10 years, spotless record.
Thank you, sir.
Oh. 87 years old, though, so God bless her. Lived a nice, long life.
Yep.
We were just talking about it. It was the anniversary. Mm. MASH, the finale, 1983, is still the most watched, you know, non-sports, non-movie event or whatever. You know, the Super Bowls have more viewers. But it's still the most watched TV thing in the history of TV. So rest in peace, baby. On the way, we'll do, this is a terrible segue, but we'll do Dead Guy in the Envelope for 98 Degrees tickets next.
Introducing the all-new Ford Solitude. Engineered for performance, but mostly for hiding from your family. With zero kids, zero noise, and one perfectly chilled cup holder for your secret iced coffee. Whether you're running errands or just parked two blocks from the house eating pretzels in peace, the Ford Solitude gets you there. Ford Solitude. It's not a car. It's a padded room on wheels. Now with Bluetooth for pretending you're on a call.
This is the Boss Big Show, Robbie and Rochelle in the morning with the crew. Valerie, Joseph, Nor'easter Nick, Kermit's still out on medical leave. Ross is on vacation this week too. So, and Hunter working last night. Thank you. Gonna thank the farm man. Came in here and worked for like 12 hours. So
the goat.
I think he's busy back this afternoon. Yeah, he's back this afternoon too.
Oh, yeah.
So thanks everybody for stepping up while Kermit lays at home and milks the system. Milks disability.
He was a mess on Friday.
Yeah, you told me not to call him.
I did.
You said don't check on him. He's talking nonsense. Did he call you? Is that what it was?
Hi, Val. I love you.
Was it one of those kind of deals?
Well, I texted him because I just wanted to reach out a little more personally than on Facebook or something like that to say, hey, I hope you're feeling as comfortable as you can be. We both know it's going to be painful for a while, but just, you know.
That was very nice of you.
And then my phone rang.
Oh, God.
And then I'm so sorry.
Yeah, he wanted to talk, huh?
He did.
Well, what else is he doing? He's just laying in bed for 2 weeks.
I hate when you text someone and then they call you. What is that? I have a lot of people who do that to me. If I'm texting you, I'm texting you for a reason. Don't call me. Unless you're driving and that's the excuse or it's... If I'm texting you, text me back or just wait. It's okay. There's a reason I didn't call you in the first place.
Sure.
Hate when people do
no,
that.
No, I get that. I get that.
I don't like...
I'm guilty of that a little bit.
Are you?
Well, yeah, because I think people text because it's easier. Not necessarily because they're busy and can't talk. They're just thinking about you, so they zip something off.
Yeah.
And sometimes when I get a text from a friend that I haven't talked to in a while, I get so excited. I'm like, oh, I want to talk to her. So I just call them up. I'm like, hey, what are you doing? And then it's like, I'm at work.
And nobody...
Right.
I'm like,
there's a reason. There's usually a reason that there was a text and not a call.
I don't even want to talk to anybody. So I never
write a text, then just say, look, I'm busy right now, just thinking about you.
Yeah, all right.
Because otherwise, hey, it hurt my feelings.
I guess I'm going to preface every text with that then. I'm busy right now, but here's what's going on.
You know what I'll do sometimes is you send someone text and they call and then I ignore the call.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, gee, you know, then when you finally do talk to me, tell them, yeah, I texted and then I put the phone down. I'm sorry. Do that all the time.
I have that happen to me all the time.
What do I usually put? Oh, I usually text, love you, talk later.
Yeah.
And then that way they know I can.
I hope you didn't say that to Kermit.
No, I didn't.
Because he is known to send hearts and kisses to people of both genders.
Yes, he does.
Which is unnecessary.
He does.
I mean, I do. I love him. I appreciate him, but like...
Well, he's a little smushy. Maybe the hearts and the...
He's getting smushier again, even though he had the surgery, too. But that's a different story for his neck surgery.
He's just a perv, isn't he?
Yeah.
A little bit.
I should stop trying to turn the corner on him.
Yeah. But he sends me kisses, too, so I don't know what to make of that. He does.
It's love. Love.
I said, well, he sent me like a whole thing, you know, about how he's doing. And I mean, I didn't text him. So I said, well, yeah, Rochelle told me and Valerie told me. So I'm glad you're fine and we miss you.
He
sent me kissy faces back. I'm like, that's not necessary.
He and I will chat sometimes and then we'll start talking and then he'll end the conversation with, I can't say anymore because you're my boss's wife. And I'm like, what does that even mean? We've been talking for 10 minutes now. What does that even mean?
I hate when people do that. That's just icky, isn't it?
It is. Also, what were you going to say? Why was
What else was there coming?
What else was there?
Well, I mean, have you been around him? He says inappropriate things to people all the time.
We'll be talking about something that a plate of fries that he posted, and then he'll end the conversation with that, and I just feel gross, like I said something wrong.
Most people that have spent more than 10 minutes with Kermit feel gross when they're done. There's no question. I don't want to talk about him anymore.
Okay.
Can we move on?
Yes.
So, he's not here. He'll be back, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Box office over the weekend, Lilo and Stitch. Man, this thing is huge. I don't get it. I mean, I understand it's a cute movie, but it's just a juggernaut. It's up to $650 million, number one by a mile. Tom Cruise was in second place with the Mission Impossible movie.
Well, that's respectable.
Third place was the new Final Destination, and then the new Karate Kid movie.
Oh.
With Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan.
I didn't even know that was coming out.
Daniel! Lee!
Wax on? Wax off.
That's Rush Hour. It's the other Jackie Chan movie. Yes. That was in fourth place. So only made $12 million domestically.
Ouch. I didn't know it was coming out, so they didn't do a lot of advertising for it.
Right.
I saw no previews.
You know what they should have done is they should have had the Cobra Kai people, because that show is pretty popular on Netflix. I don't know why they only had Ralph Macchio. You should have gotten a hold of all those kids and Johnny Lawrence, you know, William Zabka? Yeah. That was just, I think, poor planning in the movie, but because there's a moment, clearly, with the show being popular.
Nothing's going to beat Lilo and Stitch right now. It's just not. And it looks adorable, and I can't wait to go see it.
It does look adorable, but I don't understand this, why it's so popular. It's just a remake of a cartoon from 20 years ago. We've already seen Lilo and Stitch.
Well, first of all, the first one is absolutely adorable. It's so cute. And I've heard from everyone who has seen the remake, live action, that it's the best live action that Disney has done. Because some of their live actions can be a little much.
Like The Little Mermaid sucked.
I didn't
Snow White movie you said
Mermaid.
Sucked, right? You saw that?
Snow White was, it was fine. I didn't hate any of those. I didn't love them, but I didn't hate them. But I've heard from many that they love this movie. And I actually know two people who on my Facebook who have seen it twice now. That's how much I liked it.
Do people realize what Tom Cruise is doing for you? I mean, the guy is jumping off airplanes, he's climbing up buildings, all to entertain you, and you don't go see his movie, you go and see a cartoon. I just don't understand.
It's not a cartoon, it's a live action.
I don't get it.
Tom Cruise is great. It was great. The movie was great. I told you that. I thought it was really good. And I'd actually watch it again. I really would. I thought it was that good. But in the saying that. Yeah.
The movie's actually doing really well. It's just that it cost it. It's the fourth most expensive movie in the history of film. And so I don't know if he's going to make any money back. So.
And I don't know that it was worth all of that. I think he's just a little bit.
That's what it costs for him to be in a submarine and to jump off an airplane. It costs money. And he does it for you people. And what do you do for Tom?
No,
you go see Lilo and Stitch.
He does some of that for himself because he doesn't have to do that. Nobody's forcing him to do that. So he does it for himself. And that's fine. And it's, again, it was great. Not necessary, but it was great. And I still can't wait to see Lilo and Stitch.
Other big movie news this weekend, we get the extended trailer for Happy Gilmore 2, largely filmed here. Remember we had on a shooter last week, Christopher McDonald.
My name is Happy Gilmore. 30 years ago, I decided to give golf a try.
Anyway, you can see the trailer. It's going to be on Netflix, so it's not going to be at the movie theater. So the trailer is online. Seems like it's overwhelmingly positive on YouTube.
It'd be cute.
Got many more thumbs up than thumbs down.
He's got his daughter in it, of course. This is his new thing. Every one of his movies, he has his daughter in.
And I realize it's a TV show, not a movie, but Netflix also released a trailer for the second season of Wednesday based on the Addams Family daughter.
Oh, yes.
And Jenna Ortega surprised fans to create some buzz, too. She plays Wednesday. She showed up at Lady Gaga's show over the weekend, and the two of them were in a coffin together.
Oh, they do abracadabra?
They're being sexy in a coffin together.
Okay.
That's weird. I don't get that.
That's showbiz.
Lady Gaga is so talented. Does she need to put blood on her face and go in a coffin? We don't need that. Just sing your songs, you know?
You're talking about her, though.
I guess. Weirded me out a little bit.
Yeah. Well, she's eclectic. She's eclectic.
She pushes the limits, of course.
I like when she had the ham on her face better than being in a coffin. That bothered me a little less.
Well, you don't. That's a personal thing.
That's because you used to like ham and you're afraid of dying. So
that's right. That's a you problem.
That's a me problem?
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Add those to the things to discuss later with the therapist. What's my problem with Lady Gaga and the ham? Our text connect is always 732-774-4444. A couple of text people say, is Joe back up in the copter again?
That's what it sounds like.
He's not.
In the chopper.
He's just got some new setup because he moved into the new house in Seaside over the weekend, his cottage.
Is that soundproofed yet?
I don't know what's going on there, but
it sounds like he's right up on the microphone.
Yeah.
It sounded like he's back in the chopper again, flying over the Hudson River. 98 degrees, going to be at the Basie Center August 24th. We got tickets for you, a pair of tickets here, Dead Guy in the Envelope. We haven't done Dead Guy in a couple of weeks here with the holiday and Blast Off, so let's go. I have a deceased celebrity in this envelope. It is not Lady Gaga.
Well, she's not deceased.
Despite the fact she was in a coffin on stage over the weekend with blood on her face.
It's comfy.
Heinous.
It's a comfy coffin. I don't know.
It's a comfy coffin.
It is.
Sure.
A little padding in there.
Then we have something on the Robbie and Rochelle Facebook a couple of weeks ago. Someone's trying to, they had their relative exhumed, and then they were trying to sell the used coffin on Facebook Marketplace.
I found
that
on Marketplace. Somebody was trying to sell a used coffin.
What is wrong with you people?
What?
98 degrees is going to be at the Basie Center. If you want to go, first person to positive ID of the deceased, a person famous from some realm of fandom. It could be show business. It could be politics. Could be sports. Could be music. Val and Rochelle now will ask a couple of yes or no questions. Ooh. I'm going to tell you because we haven't done it in almost a month here. This is an easy one today, I think. This is pretty straightforward. This is a very, very famous person who is dead. First person to tell me. Line's open as soon as you got it. Wins the 98 degrees tickets. Question number one, Rochelle. Go ahead.
Is it a man?
Yes.
Is he a singer?
No.
Was he an actor?
No.
Was he a politician?
Nope.
Was he a host of some sort?
Yep.
Was he a host of a game show?
Yep. Now we're cooking.
Was he a host of a game show that has been remade and is still on?
Yes. First taker here already on line one. Good morning. It's the boss, Dead Guy in the
Good morning.
Humble. Good morning. Good morning.
Is it Regis Philbin?
Oh, that's a good question, but no. Not Regis. Regis Philbin. Philbin.
Is it a game? Is he a game show host that had a small part in a movie?
Yeah, he did some film work, but you certainly wouldn't think of him as an actor. Good morning, it's Boss Dead Guy in the Envelope.
Hey, Chuck Woolery.
Oh, that's a good guess. I think Chuck just passed away, right? It is not Chuck.
That is a good guess.
Good morning, it's the Boss Dead Guy in the Envelope. Not Bob Barker.
Oh,
that's who I thought it was.
Is he American?
No.
Oh.
That should help you a little, too. Good morning. It's a boss.
Good morning. Is it Alex Trebek?
It is Alex Trebek. There you go. I told you we had a gimme today, an easy one. It is, we were talking not only Game Show Day, but this is the anniversary of Ken Jennings' first appearance on the show back in 2004. And of course, when Alex passed away, after all that nonsense, he finally got the job. So I thought we would honor Alex today as your dead guy in the envelope. What is your name?
Liz.
Lynn. Is it Liz or Lynn?
Liz, L-I-Z.
L-I-Z. Liz, we're going to send you and a friend go see 98 Degrees, the Hunky Hunky Singing Men, over there at the Basie Center on August 24th. That should be good.
Terrific.
All right, hang in the line. We'll get all your info, okay?
Thank you.
You know the words to any of those 98 Degrees songs, by the way?
I know. Didn't you
play
them?
No.
I do.
There you go. Rochelle will help you.
Don't worry. I'll be there singing. I'll help you.
You do know the words.
All right. I'll know it when I get there.
I'm sure you will.
You sure will. You'll be singing.
Don't worry. They all still wear matching pants, too. The camo.
They do?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my tank God. Tops and Stop matching pants. It. Great.
You sure you want these tickets, Liz? You're positive?
Absolutely. I can't wait.
Hang on the line. We'll get all your info.
They also bring a girl up from the audience when they sing I Do. They put a veil on her. It's so fun. It's a great show.
I thought you played one of their songs during your countdown yesterday.
Maybe I did. I don't know what I did.
I think you did. I'm
it's possible. There was some awful Beyonce song that was on there. That was terrible.
No.
Yeah, it was like slow jams. Yes, it was like, what is this?
Yes.
It's like the Quiet Storm yesterday morning. I had to talk to Hunter about that. All right, more tickets tomorrow morning, 7:10, when we do Knuckleheads the News. Right now, let's check the mailbag there. It's hashtag mom. We look for that hashtag. We search them and we share them just like this. Mom, confessions.
Laura Illich said, my daughter looked at me adoringly and said, Mama, I love you and your chins.
Oh, man. Whoa.
That's rough.
That's worse.
Samantha Rivers said, I'm pretty sure I'm looking forward to summer vacation away from math homework even more than my kids.
I'm Samantha, and I'm not on the new Sex and the City show.
No, she's not. At Heavy Cream Chris 86 said, I became a father the day my daughter was born, but I didn't become a dad until the first time she rolled her eyes at me. That's facts.
There'll be some heavy cream at the 98 Degrees show, let me tell you. They get excited. All those menopausal women in the back get very excited.
Hey! Family! Hey! Family!
Hashtag mom. Every morning, 7:29, 7:20, sometimes even from grandmas and dads. It's all about family. We share them every morning right here. Send one in, you might hear yours. Fast Five in the Birthday File next.
CBS congratulates Tracker and Reacher for making the top five of the most watched shows of the past television season. And with the success of Tracker and Reacher, look for these shows coming next fall to CBS. Watcher, Runner, Jumper, Hugger, Kisser, Humper, Flasher, Grabber, and Stinker. Next season on CBS.
Happy hurricane season. It's officially Atlantic hurricane season. Happy hurricane.
Wow. Huh. You're like one of those annoying announcers that's at a ball game or something, car salesman.
I've certainly heard that about myself over the years. But yeah, the hurricane season started up. Is this right?
Yeah. It started yesterday, along with meteorological summer and wildfire season. It's all with us.
Why do we want Canada to be the 51st state? All they got is wildfires. That doesn't do us any good. So keep it to yourself, Canada.
It's a shame because this time of the year, when we have those bright, brilliant blue skies, you just look up and it's like, oh, it's white again. And, it's smoky. And if you suffer from asthma or have other health issues, it can become a concern. So just be aware of that, especially as our dew points climb up. Midweek, the humidity is going to climb, and it's going to be very sultry around here, unfortunately.
It's going to be sultry, you say.
Yeah. So just a quick note on the hurricane season. I do believe that it's going to be slightly more active than normal, but it does not mean that you are going to get a hurricane, obviously. I believe that this year there is a slightly higher risk of an East Coast landfall somewhere between Florida and us. But geographically speaking, it's always the Carolinas and Florida that stick out to me because, Florida is like an appendage, and the Carolinas just stick out naturally. So usually we get saved as the natural curvature of these tracks bring them into the Carolinas and then straight out to sea. But, you know, we'll have to monitor the situation. Usually,
is that Cape Hatteras? Are you just happy to see me? Sorry.
Jesus.
Nick says, Jesus.
what am I going to do with you? I'm trying to be serious here, and you're like, you know.
Barbara will be the second storm, they think, in the coming weeks. We've already had Alvin. I didn't realize we had a named storm already, although it didn't really go anywhere. But Barbara's the next one, right?
Yeah, and you know what? That's an issue. So the NOAA puts out these forecasts, National Hurricane Center, and you know, you look at the numbers, and it's like, oh, it's going to be a very active season. But our technology is so good, we can pick up on these little tropical disturbances that aren't going to go anywhere, but they technically make it to the criteria to get a name. And I think it's ridiculous. You know, if you go by the old school way of doing things, which, you know, sometimes the old way was better, you'd have many fewer storms.
Yep.
So I don't know. Maybe I'm just an old curmudgeon-y man. But
does anybody still work over there at NOAA? Is there anybody?
Oh
left?
Yeah. I mean, there's probably like Bert in the basement somewhere with 10,000 computers.
He's just sitting there with his Krispy Kreme donuts and sticky fingers. Congratulations to Liz Waters of Asbury Park. She is headed over to the Basie Center in Red Bank, August the 24th for 98 degrees. A lot of excitement about that show.
Yes.
Your chance to win some with Knuckleheads in the News tomorrow morning, just after 7:10. Another pair of tickets, or you can buy them. Get the show info right now, 1071theboss.com. Here, what all the wildfire smoke? Bad news for that lady with the sinus infection from the farts. Her boyfriend farted in her face, right? That's bad news for her breathing in all
bad
that
news.
Smoke. Yeah, she got the sinus infection.
Bad news.
She thought the farts were bad. Now she's got the Canadian smoke.
Got farts and smoke.
Maybe your boyfriend was a Canadian. That could be the whole problem. Time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five, a big old trending story. Thought you needed to know. Be in the know, number five to number one. We will count them down momentarily today. I know we were talking about that Greek festival earlier.
Yes.
We've got all the pictures of the food if you didn't see it at Robbie and Rochelle Radio. That'll get you watering this morning. Mm-hmm. Are you thinking about lunch as you head out? Podcast available wherever you get yours, or 1071theboss.com, commercial free on demand. We've been thinking about loading it over. I guess there's a way to copy it over to YouTube too. So stay tuned for an update on that. If you use a YouTube, we might be putting it on there too.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to stay current, baby.
I know.
Plumbers and Pipefitters, Local 9, Central New Jersey, make all this power. Well, we'll make them do it.
There you go.
Have the plumbing guys do it. They make all this possible. You a plumbing, heating, cooling contractor looking for manpower and someone who knows how to upload an RSS feed to YouTube? Well, call the Plumbers and Pipefitters, Local 9, 732-792-0999, online, ualocal9.org/info. Number five, so you heard all this hubbub over the weekend after a six-year legal battle. Taylor Swift now owns her music catalog once again.
Yes.
So here's the deal. She was with a record label, and I know these guys. I know these guys. Scott Borchetta is the guy.
Yeah.
Big, big deal in Nashville called Big Machine, because remember, she started as a country singer.
Mm-hmm.
And they sold her music catalog, the first several years of music, to this guy, Scooter Braun, who's friends with Justin Bieber and a bunch of these other people, right?
Well,
Taylor hates Scooter. Rochelle watched a documentary. She's convinced the two of them had a little yam, 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 yam.
It's just weird. Yam,
yam, yam, yam, yam.
It's weird.
And
it's
she got a little pissy because then he not only dumped her, but got her music catalog.
Mm-hmm.
So she starts retaliating by re-recording her songs exactly and trying to devalue the catalog of songs that existed.
She's doing Taylor's version.
Right. And so that became a whole thing. And, of course, her fans were all for this. But then she got the legal battle and they were able to come up with a negotiation and she paid a bunch of money. And now she's now only has their new version. She owns the original version.
Right.
Now. This happened over the weekend.
Right.
So congratulations to Taylor, I guess. Doesn't make any difference to me. But now there are other artists doing this. This guy who was in town last week at the Beacon Theater celebrating his 80th birthday, John Fogerty, has now announced that he's going to do the same deal because he's been fighting with the Clifford brothers, who he was in Creedence Clearwater Revival with.
Right.
He's been fighting with them for like 50 years. He just got his music catalog back. And he's going to re-record some of his songs to devalue the originals. And I guess that would screw up like our AM station that plays the oldies, because then we'll have to get the new version on, or else we're paying. I don't know how that
twice?
Even works. Yeah, but
you
he's
might
gonna
have to pay twice.
Get a brand new version of a bunch of the songs, including that one we just played. That's play it again. That's the new.
This is new. Huh.
That's the new version of Up Around the Bend. And I'll tell you what, I mean, he did the original in 1970. So to sound just almost the same 55 years later, good for you, John Fogerty. That's pretty good.
Well, the technology they have in the studios is wonderful.
You think there's AI to make his voice sound younger?
I don't know if there's AI, but they can. They've got all those little knobs and switches. They can make just about anybody sound good in the studio.
Anyway, the new Fogerty version of CC Art Songs is coming out August 22nd. But three of them, including that one, available on the iTunes and the Spotify,
yes,
if you're interested. So, all right. Number four. It's only a matter of time before Bruce pulls that, because there's money out there and Bruce don't have it.
Right.
He wants
when
it.
He sold his stuff, too. So
he'll do this.
Yes.
Definitely.
Bruce likes the money.
Mm-hmm.
Number four. I'm just bitter. Don't mind me. On the red carpet, you see this over the weekend, the premiere of a new movie, The Phoenician Scheme, Tom Hanks. Everybody loves Tom Hanks.
You gotta love Tom Hanks.
America's sweetheart. He has a little fun with the paparazzi and pretends to get mad. You know how some of the celebrities get mad at the paparazzi? Mm-hmm. Tom Hanks is clowning around and they loved it. So he's pretending to be mad, and of course it's so shocking to hear Tom Hanks use the F word, but he's just kidding around.
He
takes pictures, he's signing stuff for the paparazzi. I mean, is there a better guy than Tom Hanks?
I love Tom Hanks. I really do. Of all the celebrities in Hollywood, he would be right up there as one I'd like to meet. But there are some people who don't like him.
Thing that Tom does that I think he shouldn't is he will crash weddings.
I love that.
I guess he and Rita, the Mrs. Hanks, they go to a lot of resorts or something because he always seems to be walking around the patio and there's a wedding going on, and then Tom Hanks will jump in and go, "Hey, kids," and take a grandpa picture with him. And then all anybody's going to talk about instead of the lovely bride is Tom Hanks was at your wedding. And so that, I think Tom needs to back off on the wedding crashing, you know?
I don't know. I would have loved it. You can take the attention away from me. That's fine. It's Tom Hanks.
So if Tom Hanks had showed up at our wedding, you would have been fine with it.
Yes, because everyone would have said, "Do you remember when we went to Robbie and Rochelle's wedding and Tom Hanks showed up?"
Yeah.
That's epic.
Of course, people would have just assumed he's an old buddy of mine.
Of course. Yeah, totally.
Because I'm being a celebrity D-list with Dr. Drew myself pretty soon. Number three, speaking of weddings, Victoria Beckham, a.k.a. Posh Spice. Some are saying she ruined her son's wedding. It happened over in Brooklyn. His wedding to Nicola Peltz because she grabbed the first dance with her son. Witnesses say Nicola started to cry and eventually left the room with her bridesmaids because she was so upset that Victoria did
You're
this.
Kidding.
You know, it's supposed to be the first dance.
First dance is the bride and the groom.
And then you dance with your mother and the bride dances with her father or whoever,
and then usually if you're going to do a bridal party dance, then it's the bridal party dance.
Yeah.
And then it's the mother and son.
Did you dance with my father at our wedding?
I did not. I didn't dance with anyone. There were people who offered to dance with me.
Because I remember he and I danced with your mother.
Yes.
And all I remember
I danced with your father.
All I remember about that is she goes, "What are you drinking?"
Yeah.
I'm like, "What are you drinking, Don?" She's like, "What are you drinking?" I'm like, "I don't know. You want to just go to the bar instead of dancing?" Yep.
Yeah, that's my mom, definitely. And I did dance with your father at our wedding. But not for a father-daughter. I didn't do the father-daughter dance.
Right. Well, he's not your father, but I can't remember if you danced with him, and you didn't have a... You walked yourself down the aisle.
I did. And I danced with your father, and I danced with my mom's boyfriend and he's a great dancer. He was too good. I'm not a good dancer, so he was wonderful.
And you danced with Kid Kelly. That was exciting.
And I danced with Kid Kelly.
Tips, baby. Tips.
Yeah. Good time.
What a story. That's terrible, though. You imagine if I'd started dancing with my mother before you? That would have been a bad way to start the wedding.
Oh, that would have been
especially
not
when
okay.
When your mom is Posh Spice.
Yeah, I would have been very frustrated as the bride. That's not okay. And I think that's a bad look for you as the mother of the bride. Why would you want to do that? Maybe it was a simple mistake. Maybe she just thought it was their turn to
dance. He's got that creepy relationship like Elizabeth Hurley and her son.
Maybe.
You know, where she takes bikini pictures with her 14-year-old son
or
whatever it is.
I don't know. Maybe.
No. Billy Ray's jealous. Bonus story. You're going to like this. We're talking about 98 degrees this morning.
Uh-huh.
Here's another 90s flashback for you. Remember She's All That?
Of course I do.
Rachel Lee Cook, who really hasn't done much since, and Freddie Prinze Jr. Mm-hmm. Now, he's married to who?
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
I always think he's not married to Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
No.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Sarah Michelle
She was
Gellar.
In Scooby-Doo.
Yes.
I keep confusing
her. And they
were
in it together. He was also one.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. She was Melissa Joan Hart.
Melissa Joan Hart is Sabrina.
Sarah Michelle Gellar. There's the three names. Rachel Lee Cook. Everybody had three names in the 90s.
Yes.
Freddie Prinze Jr. Anyway, Rachel Lee and Freddie Prinze are reuniting. They're doing a Hallmark movie called The Christmas Affair. They'll play sportscasters who team up when they catch their spouses canoodling with somebody else. Sounds like a heartwarming Christmas movie.
Well, that's fun.
Isn't that nice?
That's fun.
It's the holidays. And whoop-dee-doo, you're cheating on me, so I'm going to hook up with my coworker. Sounds great, Rachel Lee Cook. The premise of She's All That is that she was a bookwormy nerd.
Uh-huh.
And then by taking off her glasses, putting lipstick on her, suddenly she's a babe.
Yes.
And Freddie Prinze then notices her.
Right. That's how that happened.
So we taught a whole generation of young girls that unless you put on makeup and put your hair up, Freddie Prinze will not be interested in you.
What are you calling him?
Freddie Prinze.
Okay. It sounds like you're saying Prince weird.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Prinze?
Yeah, Prinze.
Prince.
No, it's Freddie Prinze with a
Z. Is it Prinze?
It's not Prince.
No, P-R-I-N-Z.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not Freddie. It's Prince, not Prince.
I think I've always said Freddie Prince Jr.
Freddie Prince is a...
I was saying it wrong?
I think Freddie Prince is a pimp at Asbury Park. Freddie Prince Jr. is the actor with a Z. It says it right here.
No, I know how it's spelled. I think I've just always said Freddie
That's
Prince.
That's right. You're a loud one. You remember a couple of weeks ago I learned that it's disciples.
I called it disciples.
Not disciples.
That is true.
Apparently
that
I slept through Sunday school. Trying to make up for my previous comments about Misha Barton looking old. Remember?
There you go. So, yes.
That ship sailed.
Trying to please all demographics here.
Good job.
And I end up pleasing nobody. Number two. Did you get that email this morning from Bob, by the way?
Uh-oh. I did.
So Bob sent us a note.
What to do with it,
well, he
though.
Sent us a thing. He sent us a story, which was a funny story, but did it 2 weeks ago. They had the baby names. The Census Bureau puts out baby names.
Oh, yeah.
And they break them up by state.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, thank you, but we did this already.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I guess you and Valerie are passe because there's no one named Robert or Valerie. Thanks, Bob. Your name is also Robert.
I was going to say his name is also Robert.
So, yeah, we're all...
Oh, I didn't even put you in that email. I thought he was sending it to me going, Val, you and I are passe now. And I was like, yeah, speak for yourself.
you old codger.
All right, I'm not passe.
See the stuff that goes on that you don't even know about?
Yeah, I had no idea. He doesn't attach me to those.
He didn't dare to email you.
No, the last time he emailed me, I barked back pretty good. So I get no more CCs.
No CC. You're like the nanny. There's no CC.
There's no CC here.
Number two, the original Hamilton cast is reuniting.
Woo!
At the Tonys this year, the Tonys later this month. It's the 10th anniversary of Hamilton debuting on Broadway.
I'm so excited.
Lin-Manuel, Leslie Odom Jr., Philippa Sue. The girl from Dr. Odyssey was in Hamilton?
Yes.
Who did she play? Martha Washington?
No,
I didn't know that.
I don't know who she
She's from Hamilton? You've never mentioned that.
In the original cast, yeah.
Is Don Johnson from Hamilton, too?
No.
Was he in it? Was he one of them?
Did she play Eliza? She might have been Eliza.
Jonathan Groff, who's now in the new Bobby Darin musical, he was in it. David Diggs.
She was
Renee Goldsberry. Ariana DeBose. They're all going to be performing June 8th, the Tony Awards. Are you excited about that?
Yeah, yes. I'm very, very excited. I have nothing else to add. I'm very excited about it. I will be watching it.
I
wish I could go.
What, to the Tony Award? Who's hosting this year? Do we know who's hosting
this year? I don't know who's hosting it. They're doing I tried to look for the host, but I couldn't find who was doing it. But they're doing a post party, and it's being hosted. They had that out there.
Isn't it Neil Patrick Harris every year?
No, you always think that.
No.
Who's hosting it this year?
Well, he hosted it. He was like Billy Crystal.
Neil Patrick Harris.
What did I say?
I thought you said Daniel Patrick Harris. I don't know. I was only listening with my deaf ear.
Cynthia Erivo? Is that right?
Well, yeah. She was a Broadway person before she did Wicked, right?
Well, yeah, but I just didn't...
It's the Tonys hosted by Daniel Patrick Moynihan. He may be dead, but we've got the hologram. You know, the train station guy. You know the part of Penn Station that doesn't suck? That guy is hosting this year.
Well, Darren Criss is hosting the post party, and I actually know Darren
He's your old
Criss.
Boyfriend from college,
he's
isn't
he? Not my boyfriend.
You went to college with him.
Doesn't mean he's my boyfriend. I just happened to take a class
Are
with
you picking
him.
Up the phone, calling him?
I wish
in?
I could.
Come
I don't
on.
Have his number.
We
I don't
can
have,
get it.
I know. I'm sure he doesn't remember me. He was.
Does he like the boobies, or is he...
What is wrong with you?
Well, I'm just asking.
What
could he
is
have been,
wrong with you?
Would he have been
you?
Interested in being your boyfriend is what
yes,
I'm asking.
Yes, he is married.
All right, good. I'm just asking.
To a woman.
Okay.
What is wrong with
you?
Well,
I thought maybe that's the reason he wasn't your boyfriend in college, because
no,
he had a boyfriend.
He wasn't my boyfriend because I didn't really know him that well. I just had one class with him. I just remember him being in the class with me. It was a theater class.
Uh-huh.
And
so you give me all these details, and it leads me to believe that there was a stronger connection
no,
than you
there
lead on.
No, there wasn't. I just, I liked him. I thought
sure
he was
did.
A good-looking guy in class, and I remembered him, and then he got famous, and then...
I was waiting for you to do a little bit of the Aaron Burr song is what I was waiting for before.
Aaron Burr, sir. I'm not going to do the
1976.
Whole... 1976. No, 1976.
New York City, right?
In 1776.
Daniel Patrick Moynihan.
Where are you today? What is happening?
I don't know. Number one, people used to love getting slosh with their colleagues after work. Yeah, sure. Joe, you could attest to that.
Oh.
But apparently that is dying out. A new study, and this is your taxpayer dollars at work, has found that young people are consuming much less than predecessors did. Boomers, about 64% of them say they go out for drinks with work. Millennials, only 13% say they go drinking with their coworkers, and it's even less for young workers under the age of 30. Well, that's terrible. I mean, that's terrible. It's a great tradition in this country, people boozing together after work.
They might be too poor.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. They can't afford it.
So, get a martini, it's $17.
Mm-hmm. Who wants to get sloshed and go home to a basement apartment where it's dry?
Yeah, really. Go home to your JCP&L bill for $190.
Right.
Yeah, well.
Got all those student loans. You can't be spending that on drinks.
Election Day, June 10th. Don't screw this up, New Jersey, all right? Don't screw it up and vote for Spadia. Monday, world-famous celebrity birthday file, Aquafina, 37 today.
You'd be screwing us, too, by the way.
That's exactly right. So don't screw us over. Justin Long, remember he was in those commercials for the iPhone? He's an iPhone, he's a PC, or whatever that was?
Oh, can you hear me now?
No. Remember the one where there was the guy in the suit, and then he was the cool guy, and he's like, I'm a PC, and I'm an iPhone.
Oh, yeah. I thought those were great commercials.
I think he was also married to Drew Barrymore for a minute there.
Yeah, they dated, yeah.
He's 47. Mm-hmm. My arch nemesis of all celebrity nemesises, Wayne Brady, has a birthday today.
You know who he's married to now?
Wayne Brady?
No, Justin Long. Oh. Wade Bosworth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's a weird match. That's a strange match. Uh-huh. Was she the one I used to talk about with the stank
breath?
Radishes,
yeah.
Is that her?
I think that was her. Mm-hmm.
Kyle Petty, 65 today. Dana Carvey has a birthday. He's 70. Oh. Can you believe that?
Turtle. I am a master of disguise.
Dennis Haysbert. He's the guy with the deep voice from the State Farm commercials. And he always plays the president in like all those Jack Bauer shows and all that. He's 71. Stacy Keach, 84. And the Beaver, Jerry Mathers, is 77 today. Happy birthday to the Beaver. Believe that?
I'd be older than that.
How old are you? I thought you were older.
I thought it'd be like 85 or something. There
it's leave work early day.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Rocky Road Day. National Rotisserie Day. And here's my favorite. It's National Guy's Name Bubba Day. So if your name is Bubba, this is your day, babe. Bubba. Happy Bubba Day.
How many Bubbas do you know?
I can think of Bubba Gump, Bubba Smith, the football player.
And
they used to call Bill Clinton that Bubba. Remember?
I was going to say, one
Bubba.
Of our heads,
Bubba.
Our presidents.
President Bubba, sure. See Bubba?
It's He Said,
She Said
on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
Happy birthday to Velveeta. Velveeta first released this day 97 years ago. 97 years ago.
Happy birthday.
I bet there's a first brick laying out there somewhere. Yeah. I don't think that stuff ever goes bad, does it?
No.
We don't know what it is.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the movie theater butter. It's a butter-like substance, but man, it's delicious. Hey, we've got a new sponsor for this nonsense. It's brought to you by the Axelrod Performing Arts Center Summer Concert Series. Get your tickets now for Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Darlene Love, who snubbed me at Christmas.
She did.
June 14th. Tickets and info, axelrodarts.com. To go to the show and be like, you snubbed Robbie.
She really did.
And she'll say, who's Robbie?
Yeah, well, that's what she said when she snubbed me at Christmas. Drove all the way back to meet her. Snubbed me. Her and Kid Rock snubbed me.
And Kid Rock?
Yeah, Kid Rock snubbed me three times. I think he was getting high. He was too busy to come out and say hi to me.
Yeah, he's busy. He had a lot going on.
Then there's Wayne Brady. If you had to pick one, well, this is from a listener. They sent this in. So I guess he's planning his daughter's wedding or something like that.
I know. Listener Buck in Shrewsbury sent it in.
Okay. Buck.
Buck.
Not Bubba, but Buck.
Buck, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Buck says, if you had to pick one dance song to play at a wedding, what would it be? I'm going to say Chicken Dance. That breaks the ice. It gets everybody dancing.
I was thinking a complete opposite. I thought you meant like a first dance, like a what, you know.
Maybe that is what he means. I don't know.
Yeah.
Could take it either way.
He did say dance song.
He just said dance song. He didn't say first dance or any of that.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be an upbeat song. I like all those choreographed dance songs.
Yeah.
Like, I love the Love Shack. I love Cha-Cha Slide. I love the Wobble, the Cupid Shuffle.
Yeah.
I love all of those.
All the fun songs.
I'll get out there and dance for every one of them.
I like me some Lionel Richie, too.
Oh,
Dancing on the Ceiling.
Fun. Oh, that's fun. Yeah,
Dancing on the Ceiling is good.
That's a great song.
Joe, you've had a lot of weddings. What do you say?
Shut up and dance.
Yeah, shut up and dance. Oh. Yeah. Sure.
As much as I dislike Bob Seger for many reasons, I really do think Old Time of Rock and Roll is like a quintessential wedding.
Yeah.
Come out there in your underpants.
End of the night, everybody has their fake guitar in their hand. There's not that Old Time of Rockin'. I mean, everybody does it.
I don't know if everybody does.
Yes, they do.
Yeah,
in my family, they do.
Pick one dance song, play at your wedding. Can I get a little of the Uncle Brian dance, by the way? Can we make a...
My Uncle Brian does the best dance to the old time of rock and roll.
What song are you picking?
Shoulder swing.
732-774-4444. Call us.
Fingers.
Text us at 1071 The Boss on the socials. Those are next.
Hokey pokey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You put your one hand in. You put your one hand out.
Oh, the old ladies doing that. I can remember that at all those old weddings.
Jimmy, the accountant guy, says September. Do you remember?
Yeah, that's a good,
that's
one.
A good answer,
that's
Jimmy.
That's a great one, yeah.
All right, those are next year. He said.
She said.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
Katie Cash from the Free Money Station, 107.1 The Buzz. We're not giving away the money right now. We have someone that already won the money. Mm-hmm. This is our weekly grand prize upgrade winner, Karen Tompkins. We picked Karen out of the folder here. She's in Ware Town, Ocean County. Give her a call. 609 number today. So we're going to the south for our weekly VIP upgrade. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Dee-dee-dee-doo-doo-doo-doo. Ba-ba-ba. King has such nice handwriting. This is a winner on his show. He's got the doctor handwriting, but it kind of flows.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this Karen?
Yes, it is. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Karen.
Robbie and Rochelle, 107.1 The Boss. You won $100 from Kane last week. Is that right?
Yes, I did. That was wonderful.
Yeah, nice to get that $100 bill. But check this out. Thanks to our friend Dr. Anthony Lombardi, we're going to upgrade you to party passes. Hang out, see Katy Perry with us, the VIP party suite at The Rock. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Oh, my whole family's here. We're all happy.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, well, tell me who's there. Let's say hi to the kids and the hubby and all of that.
It's my daughter, Jenna, and my husband, Ed.
All right.
Hi. Oh, my goodness.
Now, the question is your daughter getting to go to the show, or is it going to be old Ed?
Well, you know what? We're gonna have to see. They're gonna have to work hard. And
yeah.
And you better start. You better watch that. Unload the dishwasher. Okay, let's go.
Who can do more chores? That's what it's all about.
There you go. Well, congratulations, Karen. I hope you enjoy the money, and we'll see you August 14th. We'll have the office give you a call, give you all the details on the suite tickets. Okay.
Oh, you guys are the best. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to 107.1 The Boss, Jersey's free money radio station. And we haven't even done it yet today, so listen for that shuttle launch, you know, because Katie went to space or some baloney.
She's an astronaut.
That's right. She'll tell you. $100 bill again today from 107.1 The Boss. Everybody does more chores. Try and please the queen, Miss Karen.
Love that.
That's pretty good.
Fantastic.
Just in her way with He Said.
He Said.
Talking weddings today. If you had to pick one dance song, I guess this could be slow or fast, to play at the wedding, what would it be? I got another line handed here. Super fan Greg is on line 3.
I had a time of my life. That would have been the song I picked.
Time of my life? You're talking about the song from Dirty Dancing? Is that the one you mean?
Yes.
Nobody puts Greg in a corner.
Yeah, you can't.
Patrick Swayze picking him up over his head. I don't know about that, Greg. 732-774-4444.
Rick said, jump around, House of Pain.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah.
3929 said, our first party song played was Party Rock Anthem, and just about everyone was on the dance floor.
What's the other one they do? I'm sexy and I know it.
Yep. 5644 said, Nowhere to Run, Martha Reeves.
Well, all right. That's an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah. 2508 said Super Bon Bon.
Shake your Bon Bon. Isn't that what they're talking about?
Ricky
Martin?
No.
Shake your Bon
Bon. Super Bon Bon. Soul Coughing.
I don't know.
Yeah. Lisa said Staying Alive. Kate said Usher. Yeah. Yeah.
You can tell by the way I hold my hand. I'm a ladies' man. No time to talk.
Jennifer said you got to have ABBA Dancing Queen.
Sure.
0278 said, Celebrate Good Times.
Come
on. It's just called Celebrate. But
Jersey's own Cool in the Gang, baby.
Vanessa said, Proud Mary.
All right.
Dan said, My brother's wedding started with We Are Family to get the party started. And Earl said, You got to play Sweet Caroline.
Come on, Earl.
Sweet Caroline.
Boston sucks.
Look at you.
Thanks a lot. You had to pick one dance song to play at a wedding. What would it be? Lines are open at 107.1 The Boss on the socials. This is the He Said.
She Said.
Some more coming up.
Here we are graduating. Earned our master's degrees. We'll use 4 years of knowledge. Working at the downtown Wendy's. We'll be flipping burgers and cooking French fries. Frankly, because no one's hiring, good jobs we'll never find. No one needs smart girls and guys.
Get a winner here. I didn't do that yet.
Yes, hi. Good morning.
Good morning. You are caller number 10. You're a winner. Nice job.
Oh,
great. Yay.
We got all the goodies today. Look at this. You get a 4-pack of passes to our Boss Listener Appreciation Party at Breakwater Beach, Seaside Heights. Michelle will be hosting that June 24th. Congrats.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Yes, I heard Breakwater Beach. I'm like, I got to get that.
Yeah, that's fun.
It's super fun.
Fun every year. What's your name?
My first name's Laura.
All right, Laura. What's your thought on Lynyrd Skynyrd at a wedding? No, don't answer that.
I have not heard that particular song, but I do enjoy Freebird from time to time.
All right. Well, I'm in the minority as usual, I guess. Mm-hmm. All right, Laura. Well, have a great time at Breakwater Beach. We'll see you there, okay?
Great. Thank you guys so much.
It's He Said,
She Said
on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
This is 107.1 The Boss, also on 99.7 FM. On the Bluetooth, on the Boss app, always easy to plug in the car. You get a long drive. Just a little FYI on that. You had to pick one song, dance song, fast song, one song. Everybody's going to dance to it at the wedding. Even when the couple's first dance, usually people start dancing once they get going. For the first minute or two, everybody else fills in the dance floor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yep.
You want to play it at a wedding? What would that song be? 732-774-4444. A lot of answers on this.
Carrie said, our DJ handed out blow-up guitars and everyone got glow sticks and played Shook Me all night long. It was so much fun.
That sounds like fun.
That does sound like fun.
I wish we'd hired a band. I think the bands are more fun.
You had a DJ?
Yeah, we had a DJ. And it was nice because the guy that, when I started out in the business, I started as his intern more than 30 years ago. And so he DJed it for us, which was nice because he's known me since I was a young kid. But I don't know. I think there's something about hiring a big band.
If you have a good band.
Yeah.
Because I've been to weddings where they hire a local band.
I'm not saying like Adam Sandler is the wedding singer. I'm saying if you hire like an orchestra with the band and, you know, like Tito Puente, that kind of thing.
I guess.
Because sometimes the DJs with the blow-ups and the lights, it's hokey.
I like that. I think it's fun.
I think if you have a good DJ, they can rock the house just like a band.
Absolutely.
I had a band at my wedding, but if the DJ were good enough, I'd go that way too.
I agree.
I don't like when they walk around with the little earpiece. They're like, let's get everybody up. I'm like, I'm having dessert. Leave me alone.
Oh, well, I didn't say cheesy DJ.
Right. When you talk to your DJ before your wedding, you have to tell them your expectations. And
true.
So there are some people who want that. They want their DJ to go around and get people up and on the dance floor. And so that's what they're expected to do. Yeah. 1659 said the electric slide.
Mm.
7400 said NSYNC, bye, bye, bye.
Well, that's fun.
3766 said, if I had a son, I'd want to dance to Simple Man by Lynyrd Skynyrd. The lyrics are so wonderful. It would be a nice slow dance.
It's a redneck wedding, huh?
Wow.
Slow dance to Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Not necessarily have to be a redneck wedding.
Why?
Robbie,
they like the words to it.
You didn't
Why?
Mean that. You said that out loud, but you did not.
Because them is the people that likes that Skynyrd stuff.
Okay. That's rude.
I just don't like Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Well, that's on you then.
That
no
Freebird song goes on for
you.
Like 9 minutes. It's too long.
0994 said, crazy little thing called love.
There you go. What'd you say? Uptown Funk? That's a good one too.
Mm-hmm.
But
4775 said, my ex and I used For Always, Jokes on Us.
Oh, oops.
Because it's her ex.
I see.
Yeah. Annie said, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours.
Yeah, we should do one day of songs not to use at your wedding because it didn't work out.
Yeah.
Bad luck songs, you know?
Yeah. David said, Mr. Brightside.
Mm-hmm.
Keith said, The Locomotion, great song.
Yeah, that is a great song.
2830 said, how has no one said, don't stop believing and shout? Those are both must plays at a wedding.
Sure.
And Amy, you win. Amy says, no diggity.
Yeah, well, we played that, didn't
diggity.
We?
No doubt.
How about I'm Too Sexy? We heard that. That's fun to get
that. That is really fun.
Get the bridesmaids up there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're just
anything by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah. Jimmy
Think about
said that.
It. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember?
Sexy Back. That's a good one.
Sure. That's a good one.
Did you just call me disgusting, by the way?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What else do you have over there, Ro?
Ray said, Can't Help Falling in Love with You, Elvis.
No. That was our wedding song. Did you know
was.
That?
It was.
Yeah.
And he's like,
Mine
oh, look
too.
At the bridesmaids.
That was not your wedding song.
That was our first dance.
Yeah, the Elvis one.
Yeah,
Kent from the Blue Hawaii movie. Can't Help Falling in Love.
That was my song. I'm
really?
Uh huh.
Oh wow, that's weird.
I know.
Man, so we're doomed.
Uh oh.
So we're doomed. It must be bad luck. Ugh.
Well, 8723 said, "Come on, Eileen."
Come on, Eileen.
Uh huh.
Hardly know her. What?
That's why you had to ask so much, you knucklehead. Come on.
All right, give me a kicker here. We got to get onto this.
My kicker was no diggity.
Oh, fine. Sorry.
And also, 3766, who said they'd like to dance to Simple Man by Leonard Skinner, said, tell Robbie to listen to the lyrics, or at least read the lyrics.
Yeah, that's right. Why we got off, because you made that rude remark about redneck weddings.
I just wouldn't think of Leonard Skinner as a wedding band. I think of them as like a party and get drink beer kind of band.
Like, we're going to make you listen to that song after the show, Little Mister.
Everybody lighten up.
All right, here's your kicker. 4695 said MC Hammer. Can't touch this.
Now we're talking. Bring everybody out in the MC Hammer pants. It'd be fun.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Hammer time.
It's Hammer timer. We'd be hammered right now. Dance song to play at your wedding. What would it be? We'll keep that going on the Text Connect and the Facebook page. Speaking of Aiden, John Corbett, the guy from Sex and the City, he's back for the new season of the, what's this, like the third show they've done, the Sex and the City show, and Just Like That on HBO, on the HBO. How are you liking it? You said you watched the first couple episodes.
Here's my takeaway from the first episode. Carrie wears this hat that is the most ridiculous looking hat I've ever seen in my life. I mean, it's so large. She could fit inside of it.
Wait. Is it bigger than the hat Samantha wore when she got her face peeled and she had to go with the shroud over?
Yes, it is.
It's bigger than that.
You know what it looks like? It looks like a golf hat, but it's ginormous, like blown up. I don't know where she got this. She seriously could have fit in it.
Yeah.
And then there was a scene with her, and she's back together with Aiden in this show.
Right. Who's also in My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Who's also in My Big Fat Greek Wedding, and they have phone sex.
Oh, my God.
And Aiden does all the talking and is extremely vivid. Yeah, graphic. And it's so uncomfortable to listen and watch. Michelle knows I'm watching it, so Michelle texted me, and she goes, how about that phone scene?
Wow.
I can't be here. For HR purposes, I can't be hearing this.
It's so cringeworthy.
Don't tell me about this.
Turn off.
It's so cringeworthy. Also, Rosie O'Donnell is on the episode.
One of our favorite shows. Rosie's on the show.
O'Donnell, and she plays a lesbian nun. So that's where the show is at.
That's disgusting. She shouldn't be doing that.
That's where the show is at. I am still watching it.
Where'd she move? Finland or something?
I have no idea.
Don't care.
Yeah, I know.
But it's... They've jumped ship a little bit. But this hat, I'm telling you, you got to Google Carrie's hat. It is just, I don't even know how to describe. She could fit in it. That's how large it is.
Yeah.
It's the hat you wear to the movie theater when you want to sneak in all the snacks.
Okay.
By the way, unfortunately for Kane, a.k.a. Wade from season 3 of the original show, he was at his niece's christening over the weekend and not invited back for season 3. So I was waiting for Kane to show up on the new show, but he's not been invited back.
I think they called him, and he said he was busy.
Oh, yeah, he's very busy. Yeah, he had a family event, of course.
Got a lot going on.
We should post a picture of that hat.
I mean,
yeah, that is some...
Look at this hat.
It looks like she's got dough on her head.
I don't know what that is.
That is a special chapeau, that's for sure.
I've never in my life... I will post a photo.
And again, she's married to
it.
Inspector Gadget, so what do you expect? Earlier this morning, our he said, she said discussion was about dance songs that, whether it's a slow dance or a party song, you want to hear at a wedding, and that was brought to you, I have to mention another plug here, for the Axelrod Performing Arts Center Summer Concert Series. Get your tickets now. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Darlene Love will be there. You think she does a Christmas song in summer? Because I love her Christmas songs. She'll be there on June 14th. Tickets at info, axelrodarts.com. Nick, you used to be a wedding DJ, right? What's your answer to that?
No.
Oh, I thought you were. I thought before whether you were a wedding DJ.
I was a store manager for ShopRite.
Well, you had that going for you. Yeah. You've been to a good wedding where there was a song that just brought the house down, or a really pretty first dance, or what do you think? What was your first? What was your first dance? What was your first song?
What did we do? I forget. some indie music that we both like. I don't know the name of any song, so I'm horrible when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, as an average white guy, I like, Sweet Caroline. That's a must.
Yes.
That's at every single wedding I've ever been to. And I don't know if it's necessarily a dancing song, but... I don't know. There's
a party
lot out there,
song, though. Everybody, it gets everybody up singing, at least.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what was on the countdown yesterday? We did the 1998 countdown yesterday. You're Still the One. Isn't that a big one?
Oh, I like that
one.
Oh,
yeah, that's fine, yeah.
That's a good
one. Maybe that's more of an anniversary song than a first dance song, but I think that's a nice love song.
That is very nice.
How about, I don't know. Say, I don't know
the
name
of
anything.
Well, how does it go? Hum it. How does it go? Hum the song.
It's Whitney Houston's most popular one.
I Will Always Love You?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's dramatic.
I love that. That's like
Or Want to Dance with Someone. That's
fun.
That'd be a fun dance song.
Get everybody up there. Mm-hmm. I'm Every Woman. Come on.
There you go.
It's the gay national anthem. So,
I want to dance with someone who's the gay national anthem?
Yeah, come on. She's like
I thought Cher was the... I thought Cher was the...
There's a whole bunch of them.
We learned Whitney Houston is a gay icon as we celebrate Pride Month. Thank you, thank you, Nick, for that. Along with Carson Kressley's greatest hits.
Robbie and Rochelle, 107.1 The Boss.
Great to see Bubba Day.
Bubba Watson.
Bubba Watson, yeah.
Golfer.
Hey, Bubba. I got two mentions today.
Also, it was Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale, that's right.
Who ate the radishes, not Kate Bosworth.
That's right.
Beckinsale.
Beckinsale. Because I was referencing the Pearl Harbor movie that was out with Josh Hartnett at the time.
And she ate radishes.
She ate radishes to stay thin. Just dice radish and measure what sticky breath she had on a red carpet. So, glad we brought all that up.
It's been a weird show.
That's it. That's the show. Whatever you do up to the radishes, don't fart near anybody's face. Give them a sinus infection for 7 years. Don't do that. Poor lady. Back tomorrow morning, maybe. Tuesday, 6 a.m. Knuckleheads of the News, more 98 degrees tickets. More passes into our listener appreciation party, Breakwater Beach. Fast Five, Birthdays. Doing our own horrible scopes this week.
Rough.
We will have a C-Bub tomorrow. Of course, you or he said.
She said.
At 7:50. And don't forget the podcast. I mentioned that's up with... The full interview with our friend from The Price is Right, George Gray, the announcer, celebrating Game Show Day today. Love The Price is Right. Mm-hmm. At Robbie and Rochelle Radio or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep the radio on. Have a great Monday.
Robbie and Rochelle in the morning.